Hey there. Welcome to the No Sugar Added podcast, where three friends keep it real and don't sugarcoat what's wrong with today's relationships and dating scene with your host, Dan, J-Fabs, and Jean-Claude.
Welcome, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, mangoes and everyone else. Welcome to the No Sugar Added podcast, your podcast for love, relationships, and everything in between. I'm your host today, Jean-Claude.
Oh,
that was so goddamn loud.
I'm here today. Fresh can.
Dan, J-Fabs, and we have a guest today. What do you want to be known as?
Doesn't matter.
The big O.
Big O, double O.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there's double O.
Yeah, first and last name, man.
All
right, okay. AKA Scrappy.
Scrappy's a throwback.
Jeez. That's a throwback one.
So, how've you guys been?
Good. Same shit. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't been on the podcast in a while, so I mean.
Do you want to let people know what's going on with your life?
Damn.
Damn, I mean, is that the topic?
So this topic is about double O.
About what?
The double O.
Oh, double O? About me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What gets you ticking?
What?
What gets you ticking?
What gets me ticking? Is that going to be the topic we're going to talk about? Let's get to the point, man.
Yeah. So today's topic, it's actually a little bit of a funny one. It's platonic friendships. If you don't know what platonic friendship is, it's the theory that... does it prescribe only to men and women? Or is it, can it be men and men, women and women?
It depends on the relationship of what I think, what the person's attracted to. So obviously if somebody who's gay, lesbian, or whatever...
LGBT.
It'll be the same sex, or it could be the same sex, obviously.
So, could be friends with, I don't know, I think it's at least, it's the theory.
Traditionally, the opposite sex, but obviously.
It'd be the same sex, that you can be friends, and there'll be no guff between that. There's no romantic.
No feelings.
No feelings, no nothing, physical. Just truly friendship, and that is it. And then there's the age-old question, can men and women really just be friends? So, what do you guys think? Do you guys think it's real? Do you guys think that if it is real, it's different?
It could be real. I mean, let's say, I saw a little smirk over there. We'll get you, don't worry. All right, let's say, Claudio. Let's say Claudio has a friend who's really hot. And then she throws him in the friend zone. You have no choice but to be a friend. Or are you going to sacrifice that friendship with her and just be like, no, we can't be friends anymore because I just want you. I just want smash.
I love the scenario.
Yeah, good scenario.
So, Claudia?
I mean, it's just, she doesn't see you the same way. Are you going to just end that friendship with her?
No, I don't think so.
Then you can be friends. The topic's over.
No. See,
no, I think there's more nuance to it. I believe there's more nuance. But no, please go ahead.
So, to my opinion, I think there's never really 100% a platonic friendship or relationship, because I think that at some point, one person or the other is going to have some sort of feelings or attractiveness to the other person.
You are cute.
That's kind of cute.
But I think it's natural that, you know, let's say, for example, say you're really, really close with a female, really good friends. There's something that drew you to that person, whether it just can, it could be something physical, or it could be just their characteristics that draws you to that person. Now, say you're in a friendship level, there's something, like I said, that attracts you to that person. So if somebody were to budge and say, hey, let's hook up, and it could happen. And I think it's just, you wait until somebody pulls the trigger for it to something to grow into a bigger relationship, something physical or something meaningful than just a friendship. But a lot of times they always hold back from doing it because they don't want to ruin the friendship. But I think there's always somebody on one end that is ready for it if it were to happen. And they're, somebody pulls the trigger, they would be down to do it.
So are you saying that like all male and female really friendships, and I guess the male and female mm-hmm. friendships, that any moment it can turn into some sort of romantic affair, I guess you could say. It just takes someone to have the balls to be like, yo, you want to hook up?
Yeah, and I'm talking about like really close friendship. I'm not talking about an acquaintance or somebody you know or friend of a friend. I'm talking about somebody that you hang out, you feel comfortable hanging out all the time and have a really close connection with them as a friend. But there's a reason why you guys are that close. Obviously, sometimes even people who you marry or date, they're your best friend. So it's kind of similar to somebody like you have a really close friend. And I think that that could turn into something more if somebody were to pull the trigger and make a move. And I think there's always a feeling on it behind. Sometimes it's more on one person than the other sometimes. Or maybe it's something that they both have and they don't want to do anything to ruin the friendship, but the feelings are there. So it's always kind of like they're tiptoeing on the possibility of it turning more. It just depends on when it happens, if it happens.
Because there's certain qualifications, no? Like when you're within a friendship, there are certain qualifications that you expect out of a friendship. And the longer you're talking to someone, they start meeting those requirements of what a valuable friend is and adds value to your life. And I believe, you know, the more time that you spend with this individual, obviously, I believe it to be that they become more tethered on both ends, right? And, you know, obviously, everyone's life takes different turns and, you know, you never know who you meet when you meet. But I think eventually, you know, it is a slippery slope. It can potentially be a slippery slope for that platonic friendship. It can grow, you know, into different areas and branches. And yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, right? I mean, but I think there's like life brings you so many scenarios and situations. All it takes is one night out, or it takes doing someone very sympathetic towards you,
a drink or two.
Like the influences of alcohol obviously can
you wanna share any stories? Just kidding.
But yeah, I think like, you know, it's life, right? Like everyone has friendships and bonds, and they all serve different purposes and needs at times and different moments in times. They friendships show their colors and their, you know, and sometimes things grow, and you can definitely see how it would be hard to have a platonic friendship.
I believe that 99.9% of the time you can't have a friendship with the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever, you know, and there would be no romantic relationship. But I also do believe that there's that 0.01% chance of that one person that you randomly bump into, and you kind of both feel the vibe and you realize like, oh, you're a friend, but you can be way more than a friend. Like, you know, because you feel that chemistry, you feel that pull, whatever you want to call it.
It's got a good start point, at least, when you initially meet someone.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're just vibing so well that you're just like, could be a friend, but I feel like you're more than a friend. You could be more than a friend.
And it's like Oscar was saying, there's something initially that draws you to that individual. Whatever it is, there's something, whether it's a physical attraction or it's just the way that they speak or how eloquent they talk. You know, there's different types of pulls that drew you to an individual.
And it's funny because I actually, knowing about this topic coming up, I actually asked some female coworkers at my job. I asked them like, oh, like, do you think you would be able to be a friend with somebody that really that close with somebody? And if they were to make a move, do you think you would go along with it? And they really couldn't give me an answer because they feel like, you know, like I said, something attracts you to that person, even if it's not physical, if it's something emotional and they like, you know, they hear you out, they talk to you. A lot of times that draws and creates the physical attractiveness afterwards. And that's where like the main friendship comes through first. And then they get attracted to that person just because the way they are, not because of what they look like. And I told this the opposite too. I was like, oh, what if you were to make a move? Do you think the guy that you're really close friends, do you think he's going to deny you? You think he'll just go along with it? And they're like, yeah, I think he would.
He would want to deny her?
No, sorry. Yeah, he would actually go with it, along with it.
Because men are dogs.
Yeah, chill, bro.
I mean, we can also... We can also reference one of our previous episodes when we talk about love languages, and we talked about how there are certain types of love languages that you might receive from someone that could also push or it could alter the change of the platonic friendship. Like if a certain individual starts giving you a love language in terms of attentive. Yeah, like the person might not be, you might not be so attracted to this individual, but one of your love languages might be words of affirmation, and they're telling you like, oh, hey, you did a great job, or hey, you're really like, you know, they're giving you like all these supportive words to support you that could easily and it could cause that platonic friendship to alter into something else that maybe neither of them saw.
So one thing that I brought up too in that conversation was, and this might sound kind of wrong or very, I'll just say it.
I don't know, boy.
No, yeah. So, and I'm talking about a close friend, not just an acquaintance, a close female friend. Have you guys ever had a close female friend that was very unattractive?
Yes.
No.
Why?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't think they were unattractive.
But I mean, I think sometimes that's where like you draw that kind of person because you want that. Like when you pick your friends or whatever you want to say. Well, you know what I mean though, like
I didn't pick all y'all.
Damn.
But, you know, you kind of draw was an ugly duck in high school, so
you kind of want to draw the energy that you want. Obviously, so like, I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to make it sound like, oh, we're men are assholes and shit, whatever. But like, I don't see a lot of times men going to talk to females that are ugly just to be friends with them. There's something that draws you to that person, even if it's a little smidge of attractiveness. That thing that partakes is just natural, just, you know, human nature. You get me? So like, I mean, I can't recall me having a really close female friend that was very unattractive. They had some sort of attraction to them and that draw me to them. Not the attractiveness, but it just happens to be the way, because I guess that's what I was drawing to. Just
feel it.
You get me?
I had some ugly friends that were female and male, especially in high school.
Face to face?
Should have never let you in my car.
Why did we used to become friends with him again? That wasn't his personality either.
I just ran track with him. Yeah. Y'all just saw that, I guess. I guess.
Fuck y'all bitches. Yo, Emmy gonna get shit now.
Damn, taking out a kid now?
Shut up.
You know, I love my goddaughter. She's gonna get everything she wants.
Fucking right.
Until I'm poor.
I want a Tesla.
Yo, go talk to your dad. Shit. I didn't think about that. I mean, I've only had like a select few close friends that are females. I never had really close friends that are females. So it's kind of hard for me to go back because I've only had like three or four ever in my life. I didn't find them unattractive. They were attractive, but yeah, that's it.
And I'm not saying, obviously, I'm not going to go back and say like, oh, if something were to happen, would you have been about it? I'm not going to go that far, but I feel like that's something that comes with the lines of like, okay, if you guys were both single, even though you guys are friends, if something were to spark the moment, could it turn into something?
I think so, because, you know, teetering, like, humans are complicated, bro. We got so many emotions.
That's what I mean about just human nature, you know, you get me? Like,
yeah, too many scenarios that you can bring up where signs or, you know, mixed signals, and then it just happens where the right words are said or the right actions are taken, and then this friendship of two people immediately turns into like relation wouldn't be the word I'm looking for.
Just the next step or something closer to something else.
Past that barrier of friendship. Now you're essentially a friends with benefits kind of. You're trying to figure out what you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, yeah, in a lot of situations where the two people are single, that does happen. That definitely does arise where like, oh, yo, she got drunk, I got drunk. You know, we got a little flirty because that natural attraction is there. And then boom, something happened.
Yeah, and a lot of times I think, like, obviously, even if you have that female friend, a lot of times, obviously, it stays like that, mainly because one or the other or both are already in a relationship with somebody. So you guys keep it platonic friendship between them two.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, I mean, so like if you were to be single, do you think that would change the dynamic? And that's the only reason that was holding you guys back. So like that's what I mean. Like there's so many things that could play into it, and it's just something's holding it back.
About that. Two people that are friends but they can't really do anything obviously because they're already in relationships.
Yeah, it's and you may not think about it, but it's because, like, you know, you're in a relationship already, so, like, you're not going to, you don't even think about pulling the trigger in that direction. But, like, say you guys didn't have that significant other, would that have changed? And it would have made that friend, a platonic friendship, turn into something more.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Well, now you can.
Yeah, now you can think about it. Shit, that's a really good point. I didn't think about that. That there are other relationships. Obviously, the relationships that, you know, people have in general with a significant other of some sort, yeah, that those things hold you back. They're almost like, what's the word I want to think of? I guess a social norm that holds you back, kind of, because you're already, like, in a relationship, so you can't do anything outside of the relationship, so it kind of forces you just to be friends, and that's all you can be.
You can't or you shouldn't?
You shouldn't, I guess.
Well, yeah.
It all depends on how you phrase it.
Right? Well, that's exactly
the way he phrases it. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's where it hits that topic where, you know, you don't know because you're in a situation already or in a relationship. But this is what I mean. Like, that's why I don't think that a platonic friend or friendship, right? Platonic friendship is really, I don't think it really exists because I think there's always something there. Even if there's something else trying to stop it or avoid stopping from happening, like I said, having a relationship or whatever it may be. I think most of the time, 90% of the time, that's the situation where I don't think that it could really exist without having a feeling on one end, at least.
That's a good point. I think that's a good point. I think the feelings are, they're muddled a little bit because you have to walk that fine line of friendship. And then obviously maybe there's a smidge of attraction in some fashion. It could be physical, intelligence, or emotional attraction. And you get to kind of walk that fine line where obviously you can't, what is the word I want to look for? You can't work off that feeling, I guess, because obviously you can't break that taboo because you're already in relationships and whatnot.
Or you shouldn't.
Oh,
yeah. it's the wording.
I can't wait to listen to the episode because I have no idea what I said. Then. Like, what wording am I saying correctly? Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, well, the podcast was over.
This guy.
I don't know. Like I said before, I think they could be friends without the need to move anything forward.
I mean,
like that.
Yeah.
Female friends.
Of course.
Okay.
I told you it could be anything.
It's not too late to come out.
What about you, Joshy?
Have I ever had a platonic friendship while dating someone? Or
no, just in general. Have you had a platonic friendship with somebody? Obviously a female. Could be. That, you know, that could have been something if something had sparked it.
It's a secret, so.
Nah. I mean, I think the intentions, I mean, I think you set up the groundwork when you initially meet someone, right? There's whether subconsciously or consciously, you have an idea when you meet someone, like possibly, potentially what it could be. Or at least, like, maybe, I'm sure everyone's minds goes in different directions when they initially meet someone. Obviously, based on that first interaction or whether the physical features of how someone looks. But I think, I mean, I can say for myself that I've never had a friendship where I thought, like, oh, I just want to be friends with this girl, or like,
so that's what I mean, though.
Yeah.
It's just kind of,
it's impossible.
Yeah, I don't
seem like you're against it, but now you're telling me.
Nah, I don't. I think, I think everyone's different, right? I mean, everyone.
No, absolutely, yeah.
Everyone is raised in a different manner, in a different way to live the life that they live, but I think I think it's very hard to think that you could be friends with someone and
good friend, like really good.
Yeah, I would assume that eventually.
That's what I always point out. Yeah. It has to be a close friendship, not just somebody you meet once in a while. Somebody that you're gonna go to lunch with, or you're just gonna call and talk.
Yeah, I just feel like that would add more friction also to your life as well. Because you're also saying in this scenario that I would be dating someone and still have a platonic
Well, we can do friendship. Both ways, both scenarios. But
I think in that scenario,
obviously being single would make it easier to
have
whatever thoughts you want to have about it. But.
Right, because they're totally different scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're just single and you want to keep a platonic relationship mm-hmm. with someone, that's difficult in its own ways, right? Because you don't want to cock block, or you don't want something like, you know, someone standing within your way of trying to date someone, or just being seen as available to date someone, right? Because people make the assumptions that if you're just with your platonic friend, like, oh, they're together. So I cannot, sometimes that can make you harder to be approachable, or maybe it might be easier for some, but I would assume it'd be more harder than it would be easier. So at least in that scenario, I can see it being harder, you know? And if you just like each other, then maybe you guys just need someone needs to just make the first move or something. I don't know.
Like you said, I think it makes a big difference. Like obviously if it's somebody.
Yeah.
And then you meet somebody randomly at a party with everybody there. And, you know, you find somebody that has all the same connections, you know, they like the same thing you like. You guys, you can see it there. Like,
yeah,
that connection
something there. Something was there.
If you're with somebody, obviously the way you're going to approach is very different.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to think that, oh, they're cool or whatever, but you know, you're not going to make them your good best friend or whatever, because you know, in your head, you already know there's a boundary there. But if you were single, it would be a completely different story. We're like, oh wow. Like I actually do like this girl because we have the same things that we like.
Yeah.
And you'll approach that differently. And that's where, like, okay, with you being with somebody, that new person you met, is it really a platonic friendship? Because if your significant other wasn't there, that person would have been a different story. It wouldn't have been a friendship. It would have been more that you wanted.
Wow. You could look at it in different ways and scenarios, right? I think it's all about technically speaking, being transparent with your platonic friend, right? Like, yeah, what is this? Or is it not? Obviously, things evolve and change, right? As you're friends with them, you know, all it takes is for you and your platonic friend to get drunk and just get, you know, touchy, flirty. They don't kiss. They don't do sex, but just a little touchy flirtiness, you know? And then all it takes, like, oh, we're all going out again. And then, like, oh, can I bring my so-and-so? And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've all, in our 20s, we've all been, you know, going out and having a good time. And sometimes it just happens to be platonic friends with the people you hang out with, you know, like, and you're like, oh shit, like, could that be something? Or things always are evolving and changing as scenarios go on. And it's always interesting to see how shit sometimes
changes. And there's always that thought in the back of your head, that just because I think it's human nature, like, you know,
for sure.
It's just human nature. You're attracted to that person, whether it be physically or just emotionally, that you guys connect. And that's what could spark it up. It could be the smallest thing.
Because even like initially, right? It might not have been, it might not have been like a peak level of interest with this person. But because you have so many like personal connections and experiences with this person, all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, maybe I could pull the trigger on this girl or pull this trigger. Like, how come I never? But you're in. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you're never really observant of certain things when you're in it until like you realize, like, oh damn. I guess maybe there was something there, you know? It's interesting. You never, you know, sometimes you think of these things, but.
So you fall under more of the.
Not.
Idea,
not. Like, I think. It's like, yeah. Well,
You just attract to each other. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I agree with you, actually. Now that I've been thinking about it,
I kind of agree with you. I think if you know yourself, too. A lot of it, too, is I think it's knowing yourself. That's the biggest thing. Because once you know yourself, then you know, okay, like, hey, I can't have that near me. It's like, I can't have that bowl of candy in the middle of the table, you know?
Yo, you got candy?
I don't.
Because he knows better.
Actually, I do.
Man, yeah, you know you went trick-or-treating.
Dolly Ranchers.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like my third favorite candy.
But it's like sugar-free Dolly Ranchers.
I'll take them. Yeah, after this podcast.
I'll give you some, yeah.
This guy, like, wanted right now.
I didn't eat anything.
But that's part of it, right? Like, if you know yourself and knowing your certain tendencies, especially if you're in your 30s, you better know your tendencies. Like, but like knowing your tendencies, like, you know, you can have certain things around you, right? Like, and I think that's one of them, right? Can you have a platonic relationship? You need to know that, you know?
Yeah. I think back to my 20s. exactly what you said. A lot of friendships with women, obviously, and then I had like a slight few who had friendships with really close friendships. And at that time, I was single, and I figured like maybe something could happen, but I always was afraid of hurting the friendship. So I'd like, maybe let's not cross this line.
It happens.
Yeah. Especially when you're younger, and especially if you're single. It's gonna sound funny, but like everything's game. You
know, like, I mean, like, game is game.
Yeah,
dogs, bro.
We just, I mean, you're young and you should experiment and do things. You're, you know, a dog. You're young once. Just don't be doing them in your 40s. Or you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't. Shouldn't.
Each to their own here, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to believe that platonic friendships do work.
They do.
Hmm.
Why do you think they do?
That's what I want to hear.
Because I've had female friends, close female friends.
Do you think they probably didn't find you attractive or anything like that?
No, I was a good-looking guy.
I like that, though. He's like, I am a fucking good-looking
guy. Well, let me ask you this. Why do you think it didn't go more than just a friendship?
I'll give you an example here. Well, a good friend, a really good friend of mine. You know her. We hung out all the time. We hung out literally all the time. Yeah. We were really good friends. Mm-hmm. But I never had a thought of doing anything with her.
How do you? You're probably gonna say it, so. Go ahead.
So let's just say she were to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Put a hand on your leg, give you a kiss or something.
Or rub, you know.
Would you have been about, okay, let's see where this goes?
No.
No.
So I'll tell you right now. Something did. She did. To try something.
This after it means.
Okay. Right? Okay, but if she did something, maybe it's not on your end, it's on her end.
She says it was an accident. So, okay. Yeah. She,
that's what they say.
May have thought my dick was an air bubble and she poked it. She's like, oh, that's your dick. I'm like, yeah. No shit, that's my dick. That's where my dick usually hangs.
Okay, but that's what I mean.
But that was it. That's
so
literally.
Like, obviously, it's not just the guys. It's on both ends. So maybe on her end. Maybe she wanted to maybe attempt something, and you weren't about it.
She was waiting for you to pull the trigger, big boy.
No, because that was our friendship. That's how I saw us.
Yeah, you, but what about her? Maybe she didn't.
Was this is no.
Okay,
this is. I never cheated in my life. All right, I'm not about that life. All right.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, you said, "Do I see? Can I have that friendship? I could." Obviously. Okay. What if she wanted to jump my bone, that's not her. That, you know, I'm
okay. Last time it was peeling back the onions and
whatever else. No, but I see his point though. I see his point. Like, it obviously it takes two people. They're both gonna have different ideas about it. So obviously how he's saying, yeah, like, I think there could be a platonic relationship because he could handle it, I guess, or he's about it. But to my point of like obviously her making whatever move it may be, maybe on her end, she was okay with trying to attempt something and making something happen. So to her, there wasn't a platonic relationship. She wanted more, probably. Now, as the friendship that we're talking as a whole, it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have worked. Did it work? Are you guys still?
They're not friends now.
No.
Okay.
So, well, I dated her cousin. And then things didn't go well.
Next topic.
Relationships in the South.
In the South?
The South.
New Jersey, bro.
Okay. But yeah, so like, so to what I'm going to say, I guess, is like, your belief, I obviously understand what you're talking about, but as a whole, that's why I don't think there could be a platonic friendship, because even if it's just on one end, there's going to be somebody who's going to want.
Well, on the other side, there's
things developing. So it takes two to make this platonic relationship.
Did you find her attractive?
Yeah, she was cute.
I mean, yeah, that's why I dated her, because she was cute.
You dated her?
Yeah, I dated her.
Oh, shit. What was that word? Snow buddies? Or...
Yeah, Eskimo brothers.
Eskimo brothers? Yeah. Go.
I got a few of those out there, you know?
God.
Jesus Christ.
I think we'd have to go over all your relationships after this podcast, just so make sure that we never intermingled anywhere.
I know Brian and I have.
Thank everybody, Brian.
Jesus,
we got to call her on line one.
Bring Sam into.
So you're saying that men just can't. You're saying that it's dependent on the person if they're strong enough to hold back.
For me, there could be friendship.
I want to agree with you, and I also want to agree with you.
Not all men are dogs.
It's not the fact that it's dogs, but I think it's like, sometimes it's also, you could, here's one standpoint, you could look at things in terms of like valuation of time, in a sense, like when I meet someone, I'm very direct, like I want to know where do they stand in, like where do they stand and what fulfillment purpose does this person, when they come into my life, or if I discuss or talk to them.
Are you talking about a friendship or more than a friendship?
When you initially meet someone and you're trying to decide if they're going to be a friend or someone you might want to potentially date, or someone, you know what I mean? You kind of have an idea already, like, what this person could potentially be of value to you. I hate to make it sound like that, but if you're very straightforward with yourself, if you have that personality of like, I'm very straightforward, my time is very valuable to me, and like I need to decide like now.
So let's say you guys have a whole bunch in common, everything's fucking great, and like can that be just a regular friendship and stay
in terms of platonic?
Yeah.
They would have to be very, I could not be attracted to that individual.
Okay. That goes back to my thing of like, why you,
but I honestly, would I keep up with the friendship? Would I want to keep up a platonic friendship if they, I just feel like in terms of my time, I would rather focus on other things than keep a platonic.
So friendship. You would give up, let's say having a really close friend that you can go to talk to. You know, maybe you need something, like you'll just give all that up just because you want to fuck it.
That's going to sound harsh, but I probably would not keep a platonic. I wouldn't even start a friendship with someone that I wouldn't. That sounds bad.
That goes back to what I said. Remember about like, oh, have you ever had a really good, unattractive, really close female friend?
No.
And that goes back to what you're kind of not referring to.
Yeah, it supports that idea. It supports
that idea.
Yeah.
So that's why, like,
no, I wouldn't keep a friend that
I'm just saying. I'm going to throw it out there. Right? Like, Claudio's sister, Joanna, I think she's a really good friend of all of ours, right? Now, on the back of all your heads, are you trying to...
Yeah, no, but I don't go out. I don't go out to eat lunch with her. I don't go talk to her on the phone on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly.
You get me?
And just
no, but that's what I mean. Though, like, we're all cool with Joanna.
That's like more like a sister. Like, you know, that's like a.
Like I said, like, I'm talking about like a really close friend that you're gonna talk to all the time, go out to eat lunch with whenever you want. And something goes wrong, you're gonna reach out to that person and.
Fucking guy.
I'm going to bring in your sister into this conversation.
Go ahead.
I don't know how to, though. I never mind.
Mm-hmm. That's on the next one.
I don't know. I want to agree with you, and I want to agree with you. I want to find, like, a median.
Like, I'm not here. Like, I'm not here.
I want to agree with this side of the table, and I want to agree with you at the same time, because I do believe that if you're strong enough, you can hold off on accidentally turning a close friendship into more than that. But I also do believe,
but it also allows the opportunity, I'm not saying he's not strong will, but it also allows the opportunity to be there. And also if you have a partner, I feel like it also allows, we didn't even talk about that part, like technically, like what if you had a partner who doesn't want you to have a platonic friendship with someone? That's a whole other side we haven't
discussed. Where the boundaries come
that's
in
where you drop a person.
Drop who?
Partner.
See?
Your partner is saying that you can't have...
What, to be with the platonic friend?
No. I'm just saying, like, if your partner is telling you, like, who you can and can't be friends with, that goes back to red flags. That's a no-go.
That's true, though. I mean, you know, the whole thing of, you know, she ended up being a close friend and I dated her cousin, she did not like that at all. It's like she wanted me to drop her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
If you wanted me to drop your ass too, though.
Damn.
Remember, you were a bad influence.
Yeah.
Sex, not like me whatsoever. I'm a better man, though.
Still standing, huh, Chloe? You're still here. You're still here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I want to, like I mentioned, I want to believe that because we're men and women, like, we just, like, your question of, if we ever had an unattractive, close female friend, and the answer, at least for me, was no, maybe you're right. And it's like part of our like male brain is like, well, we have to have an attractive friend,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Because that's what you're just drawn to naturally. Like,
yeah, because that's where we're kind of biologically put to do, like, okay, look for a partner, you know, look for whoever you're attracted to, a male or a female, but make sure you look for the, you know, really good looking one or something that you find attractive.
Exactly.
And maybe in absence, subconsciously, our brain's like, well, she's cute. Let me be friends with her. Just friends, though. Maybe. Maybe. But I also want to believe that if you're strong enough, you're like, no, don't touch my dick.
Yeah, when it happens, let's see you say that. Yeah,
when it happens, it's just like,
it feels good.
Why is that single?
Not my cardigan. I mean, not my cargo shorts. Oh,
like my trousers.
I don't know. But you know what? It's actually kind of funny. I was mentioning this to my brother, and my brother is obviously in a different generation than we are, the Gen Z. He's telling me that in his generation, everyone can be friends.
No, but I think his definition of friends is very different.
No. I was straight with him. Like, I told him exactly what I'm talking about. He told me that in this generation, everyone can be friends. You can be friends with being attractive women. You can be friends with attractive women and be absolutely sure, like, you will not touch my dick.
So. But I think it depends on the level of friendship that we're talking about, like really close friendship.
Yeah, and that's what I mentioned. And he said that, yeah, and apparently in this Generation Z, everyone's close friends. There aren't any best friends or just a friend. Everyone is close friends. I was like, okay, maybe that is the generation right now after us. Who knows?
He's going to learn real quick not everybody's a close friend.
I think that you could only have, look at us, we're in our 30s, and how many close friends can you have? I feel like you can only have a select few. You just don't have the bandwidth to be able to have that many close friends. Like, if you're being honest with yourself, you want to be an authentic friend. I feel like it's hard enough already. Like, then you add wife, kids. You have family, your freaking family at home or wherever you have them, you got to keep in touch with them. You don't have the bandwidth to be able to support the attention span for that many friends.
Maybe the new generation found a different way.
Or maybe that generation, your brother's in, they're all a bunch of like little fakers. And
I kind of wanted to say that.
You're still young, though, too.
So. That's what I mean, though. Like, they're still learning. That's what I'm saying. They're going to learn quick about who the real friends are. Because when I was young, obviously, I did have a whole bunch of friends, but so all of them were close friends until like after high school was over. Like, holy shit, all the friends that I had in high school, yes, I'm friends with them, but I've never talked to them again other than a small circle of them.
Stood the
test of time.
Test of time.
This guy.
Yeah, we're still here, guys.
Days of our lives.
Hourglass.
Yeah, hourglass spins.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, he's still young, I think, where he's still he has a whole bunch of friends because, you know, he's in that era of like having fun. All he can meet somebody right now and be like, oh, we're cool, we're friends because we went drinking and we'll bar hopping next weekend, like
cake stands.
Yeah, but then when reality also hits, the other side of that, not having fun, is like, who's actually going to be there? Who's your really close friend? Who's going to be there to support you through the good and bad? And those are the real people that are going to stick with you, and those are the real friends that are going to stay. Because like I said, I've had a whole bunch of really cool, close friends in high school that I thought. And not that they did anything bad. It's just, you know, you guys grew apart and
you just rag on them right now.
No. I just meant like there's like, you know,
names.
People go in different
directions.
People just go in different directions. And not that like, oh, that somebody did something dirty to anybody. It was literally that they went a different life and different path in their life. You went a different path. And you guys, if you guys saw each other, like, oh, hey, cool. What's up? Hey, what's up, bro? But like nothing like, oh, like, you're going to see each other every day or every other weekend or hang out. Kind of like how when we do, like, obviously we're all busy now, but whenever we have time, we all hang out because these are the close friends that we know.
The bonds are already formed. It's just finding the next date to get together. That's it.
Friendsgiving, bro. That's all we got, Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Okay. So, on the friendships.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah or no?
I say nay.
Yes.
50-50.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. It's really difficult. I mean, have you guys ever had? I'm not asking for timelines or dates or names, just a simple yes or no. Have you guys ever had a friendship like that where you teetered on that line, like, I think I can get with her? I think we both want to get with each other.
Yep.
Oh, I've been in that in the past, yeah, that I felt like if something if one of us made a move or something, that somebody pulled the trigger, it definitely would have happened. But
I think those are the lessons and experiences of being in your early 20s, even your mid 20s, probably. Like, you learn real quick, like, how do I say this? You're hanging out with them and you think they're freaking cute, but you're like, no, we're just friends. Like, but you wouldn't mind if this shit would, you know what I mean?
Do you feel like it's coming from a sense that maybe you don't think you're good enough?
I just think it's probably the bit of the pressure, or it's the, you know, you're scared. You're like fearful, like, oh, like you're going to fall flat on your face or something. Like, yeah. 50-50. Well, maybe 75-25 that, but you would want, like, if you could get it, then you would want it, right? Like, for sure. But I think it's just a matter of, like, it's just fear, or you just, you know, who's. But
that's what I mean. At that point, it never really was a platonic.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It wasn't like it. Or at least subconsciously, it never was, because you're talking to them and you're like, oh shit, she's pretty fucking cute. Like, yeah. Like, but you're like, nah. But then you're almost like teeter tottering between, like, no, friends, no, I do like her. Like, then you're in a fucking messy little thing there. But yeah. No.
I'm on the 50-50. I'm going to be on the 50-50 for God knows.
I think it goes back to also like the situation you're in as well. Like, obviously, having significant others, like, or if you are, if somebody's in a relationship, it's going to stop it from happening. So you can still be friends with that person, but your whole mindset's going to be different toward that person.
Makes it more difficult.
You're going to block that part out of your head about, like, okay, well, I'm not going to approach this in a way that it's going to, could happen. Something more can happen. You're going to block that part out and be like, okay, they're just going to be a friend, but they're never going to be that close friend, because I know if I were to go in that direction, there's something more behind it. Obviously, so if you're in a relationship, it's going to definitely change the dynamic of how you think and approach that friend or platonic friendship.
Word. Okay. Yeah. I mean, no, he hit a nail right on the head. So, anything else, guys, on platonic friendships?
Watch out for them.
Well, that's it.
Plug?
Plugs, yes. Let's plug our stuff up, because I.
Whoa! I got a podcast. Nice words.
You plug shouldn't, your bro.
You guys can find us on Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, on the No Sugar Added Podcast. Do we have a Twitter?
No.
Good.
We don't have an X.
We don't have an. Change that shit. But yeah, you catch us on our, you know, Spotify, on all streaming platforms. You can find us on YouTube. Watch the YouTube pages, the YouTube videos. You know, you can see our pretty faces and shit like that.
Like and follow.
Like and follow. And hit that subscribe. I hate saying that phrase because it bothers the shit out of me. But regardless. Yeah, that's it, guys.
We're good. Yep. Sounds good.
We're good.
Bye, guys.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like to support, please follow us on your favorite podcast platform and leave a review. Visit us at nosugaraddedpodcast.com for all the details.